It is the Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Helen Scales, and with Dr. Kat Arney, who's up in Birmingham. So let's go back to Kat right now. She's at the NCRI, that's the National Cancer Research Institute's conference up in Birmingham, and she's got Herbie Newell with her to find out about a new way to pick up cancer much sooner. Kat.
Hello. Yes, joining me here in our little booth overlooking the lecture theatre at the NCRI conference is Herbie Newell, and he's Professor of Cancer Therapeutics at the Northern Institute for Cancer Research. Hi, Herbie.
Hi, Kat.
Well, we're going to talk about today some very exciting new initiatives that have been announced in the terms of cancer imaging. Now, let's kind of take a little step back and look at what do we mean when we talk about imaging, and why do we need to do it? Why is it important?
Okay, so most people are familiar with imaging in the form of x-rays or maybe MR scans, and a lot of people will have had those. What we're talking about here is taking it to the next stage, where you're not just looking at what's inside the body, but you're looking also at the genes and the molecules inside the body, and of course in the case of cancer, the genes that have gone wrong.
And this new initiative, what's that all about? What's Cancer Research UK and its partners up to?
Well, this is a fantastic example of partnership between Cancer Research UK, the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, EPSRC, and also supported by the Medical Research Council and the Departments of Health in the UK, in England. What we're doing is we're putting £50 million into cancer imaging, reflecting how important this is going to be to attack the cancer problem.
And what sort of things are we hoping to look at? What sort of avenues are we going to be exploring with this very large sums of money?
Well, we're going to be using lots of different techniques. First of all, as you say earlier, to try and find cancer earlier. We're expecting to have tests soon, blood tests, that will tell us when someone might have a cancer. But the critical question is where is that cancer in the body, so you can send the surgeons into the right place. Then as we develop new treatments, we need to demonstrate that they're working much earlier than we do at the moment, where we do big clinical trials costing millions of pounds before we can really find out whether a drug's working. We want imaging techniques to find that out earlier.
And so what sort of techniques are we actually looking into? I mean, we hear about things like CT scanning, MRI scanning, PET scanning. What sort of actual techniques will our scientists be investigating?
Okay, so as part of this CRUK and EPSRC initiative, we're going to be using any kind of imaging that might work. So, for example, it may be like CT, where there's ionizing radiation outside the body. It might be like a technique called positron emission tomography, where you give radioactivity to a patient. It may not involve radioactivity at all, like magnetic resonance imaging. And we're also looking at some optical techniques as well to try and make microscopy work, but in a whole living person.
So you could actually use light to see inside someone.
That's absolutely right, and see right down to the level of the cell, which of course is the thing we're looking for in cancer.
And so what sort of areas of research are the development of these techniques going to help? I mean, we talked about diagnosis earlier, but are there other areas of research and cancer treatment that will benefit from this?
Absolutely. These could play a really important part in every stage of the cancer journey. Not only catching it earlier, but getting the diagnosis right, working out for each patient what their prognosis is, how their tumour might go on, whether it's a high risk or a low risk tumour. And then when it comes to treatment, making sure that each patient gets the treatment that's most likely to work, and also knowing much, much sooner whether it is working or not.
And a lot of these imaging techniques, they're based around radioactivity, for example, some of the radioactive traces that are put into the body. And what kind of areas are being investigated in that aspect? Because I think this is quite an exciting area of science.
Absolutely. So one of the big new techniques that's come on recently, and the government are just rolling this out now across the country, is a technique called positron emission tomography. It's the electrically other end of the scale to electrons. They're positive electrons. And you give these radioactive materials to people, and they're already important, we know, for getting the diagnosis and prognosis of lung cancer right, helping with managing patients with some kind of hematological malignancies, some types of lymphoma. But at the moment, we've actually really only got one type of tracer that we use. What we'll do in this initiative is develop a whole new family of tracers that will tell us all about all aspects of cancer cell biology.
And for the area that you yourself work in, the development of new cancer drugs, cancer therapeutics, how do you think these kind of imaging techniques are going to help you?
Well, these are going to be absolutely critical, Kat, because what we'll be able to do is to do the experiments that we currently do in cell lines in test tubes, but we'll be able to do them in the only model that really matters, the patient. So we'll be able to look at biochemical reactions when we put in new drugs to see whether we're affecting them in the way we want to. And that will help us pick out the winners, get the drugs that are going to be the blockbusters and really help cancer patients much sooner than we do at the moment.
Sounds like exciting times ahead. And in terms of the initiative, how's that going to work? I mean, £50 million is a big pot of money to spend. How are you going to divvy it up?
Well, as ever in science, we've looked at all of the centres who work in this area. We've considered their proposals and decided to fund big time 9 of the best. This is serious amounts of money that Cancer Research UK, EPSRC, MRC and the Department of Health England are putting in. So with these centres of excellence, we'll be able to set up a network that will get people moving together to get this exciting technology through into patients much faster.
And one of the things that people get concerned about is, for example, the cost of some of these techniques. We hear that, you know, CT scanners are very expensive, MRI scanners very expensive. I can imagine that PET scanners cost a bomb. How do you think that if we do develop these techniques, you know, do you think it's going to be feasible to roll them out as widely as possible?
It's a really important question. Our role, first and foremost, is to provide the hard evidence base that says this technique might work, this one unfortunately doesn't look so promising. Having got through that stage, it then becomes a social issue that we have to recognise the value that will be brought to the individual patient and also to the whole healthcare economy by personalised medicine. And that's what this initiative is all about, Kat. It's about focusing the right treatments on the right patients so that we don't waste time and money with ineffective and sometimes expensive treatments being given to patients where it's just not going to work.
And again, so you'll be able to see as soon as possible if something's working, something's not working. You sort of get right in there and
indeed, we've got some examples already where you can tell within 24 hours whether a patient is likely to respond because the drug has or has not produced the effect you want on tumour cell biology, and we need more of those examples.
Well, thanks very much, Herbie, for talking to us here on The Naked Scientists, and we're going to go back to the NCRI conference now. We're just listening to Harvey Chotinoff, who's talking about his research into dying with dignity, a very important area of palliative care, and I'm sure that I'll be back in the studio soon, and I'll be back at the NCRI conference next year. So back to you, Chris.
Thanks, Kat. That was Professor Herbie Newell chatting with our own Kat Arney at the NCRI conference in Birmingham.